Fezzer Shemizboch, we begin the new Mesach, Mesechtes Chagiga, begin with the first parak, Perek HaKol Chayovin. We begin with Daf Beis, we begin with Amud Aleph, begin with Tos the Masle, begin with the words of the Mishnah, HaKol Chayov Meriah. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Now, Pirush Rashi explains, what does it mean, Re'iyah, which means to show oneself? It means, B'mitzvah Yedoh, Kol Zochor Chatz, the mitzvah, the Torah says that all your males should show themselves in the Shalosh Regalim in the Azara. That's the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Now, make sure B'chana asks, the Mishnah shortly says, Machlekes Mishamim, they say, Hari'iyah, what's the obligation, the minimum of Re'iyah? Shtei Kasim is two Savama. Mashma, it sounds like when we say the word Re'iyah, we don't mean the actual showing yourself and appearing in the Azara. It means the Bekarbamai, it means the carbon Re'iyah, which is the oil that comes when you do the Re'iyah. So, moreover, another proof of time, the Gemara, the Bryce, and the Gemara that says, Ha'aril, some of those uncircumcised, Betamei, Betrumin Re'iyah, they're exempt from Re'iyah. Now, Mishla Mitamei, the Sirens, and Tamei that it says, Pasim Devar Milbeis, Ubasa, Shaman, that you're going to come there. Where? A tummy person cannot come there. And therefore, it's only because Yeshna Mebi, Yeshna Mabo, only who comes, brings. But who can't come, doesn't bring. Obviously, you see that when we're talking about the Re'iyah, that we're exempting the tummy and the Aral, it doesn't mean the actual Re'iyah, it means the carbon that we're talking about. But another proof, Amin B'Yishalmi Yishma Chalpnu, it says in the Yishalmi in the beginning of the Sugya, the Megmim, when we say those in our Mishnah that are exempt, is Re'iyah's carbon, is regarding the Re'iyah of the carbon. Bereis pon bazar, but regarding appearing in the azar, hakol chayyavim kamei b'hakol. Everyone's obligated like b'hakol. Hanashim, hanashim b'tav, men, women, children. So you see that the mishnah that's exempting is only by bringing the carbon, not actually appearing. So moreover, the time the gemara in the brayz in the gemara, Rabbi Yisrael says, shalish mitzvahs and sabi shol aliyasim l'regel. Three commandments the Jewish people command when they make aliyah l'regel. Re'iya, which we're explaining what re'iya is, appearing, v'simcha, rejoicing, and b'chagiga, and the karmah chagiga. Yes, no. Yes, Re'iyah should understand. Re'iyah has what's not by the other two. Re'iyah kula kol, because Re'iyah is totally burnt, which are karmah nayla, and contrast to the other two karmahs of shalmi simcha and shalmi chagiga. Now, mashma sounds like the stam Re'iyah when we use the terminology Re'iyah, but carbon, I'm talking about the carbon. So, I can't know the Rebbein Tan, never appears to Rebbein Tan, the action must need to marry carbon ubazar. When our Mishnah says the word akochim Re'iyah, it's talking about both, talking about the carbon Re'iyah and about appearing in the azar. Rashi did not get Re'iyah's point, Mazar, Rashi who picks when he translates appearing one's face in the courtyard. He picks one, which really means two. And the Lubtur, the Kulas, and they're all coming to exempt all of them. The Apri is Pan Bazar Patiri that the Babli holds, that the Mishnah holds that even appearing with one's face, these individuals are going to be exempt. The Choshkin, but he's Pan Bakarbon, and for sure, about exempt from the carbon, we're actually just picking the one that includes the other one, which is a subcategory, but really is going on both. Now, Bagamish Liashav says, and one could also answer, that the Masnit Mashmalay Dvidi is Panam Nami Ari. That the Mishnah sounds like that it's also talking about regarding just appearing. Because the Tanvi Samech, the Mishnah shortly tells us, Ezeo Katan, what's a minor that is exempt from Re'iyah? It's Koshen Yochel El Hogulav, he can't walk with his feet, with holding his father's hands. Now Mashmalay sounds like the Bekatan Ari Bekama, that it's coming to explain the minor that we mentioned before. So obviously we see Dvidi is Pan Bazar Ari, that we're talking about appearing in the Azara, Shein Yochel Elech L'Sham. That's talking about literally coming, which is about coming to the Azara. And therefore we see that, yeah, that it's referring to that of the actual Re'i itself. Now, but again, the way Taish explains it, that because those who are parted from Re'i's Pan Bazara are also parted from Re'i's Pan Bakar. However, so it says, Miyoshit Yoshami, the opinion of Yoshami, that actually says that women and all those other ones are actually obligated in the actual Re'i's Pan and Bazara, but the appearing. Obviously, it's not possible if you sheet the Shemaitre Shalanu, and Taz is coming to explain the why is Rashi saying not like explain the Mishnah, not like the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi says only go on carbon, not on Riyah. Because anyway, says Taz, it's not possible to explain Shemaitre Shalanu, our Sugya, the Nidvarm Haber, for many reasons, it cannot be like the Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Hassam, over there in the Yerushalmi, Yalav Mahakalachiyim, what's their source to show that, oh, everyone's obligated in Riyah? Like we find in the midst of Hakal. That just like everyone has to be, so to Alila Ragel. Now, so says my non-loyafinim in Iraq lift toward the Cherish. We in our Sugi in the Bible only compare that of Hakel to Alila Ragel only to say that a Cherish is going to be exempt. But we don't learn it out regarding the obligation of women. And the Avagav de Minil Kamon, although the Gemara says later on the Abdal, Sagi doesn't come in, I would have thought to say Nil of Rima Hakel, I would learn that Rima from Hakel. Ma'al Ha'al Nashmachav is a whole, just like over the women are obligated, so to over here. Yeah, Mukamakam, however, Mahasim Shaminon. But actually, to the contrary, from there we actually see the Lafia Emes that according to the Gemara's conclusion, according to the truth, the Loyavin Mahakalachim, that we don't learn now from Hakal to obligate women. So it's obviously not like the Yerushalmi. But moreover, How could we compare and learn out women to be obligated in appearing by the Azara from the appearance of Hakel, but the whole below you know who the Mekmin like Haman Bredi's Pan Makarbin? The Gemara actually later on says that this comparison of Vali Ro, which is the source of this obligation of the Re'iyah, the Gemara later on learns out from that, as Togma appearing for the carbon, Umetina Nash Mizchurcha. We actually exclude women from where it says it's regarding Zechurcha. So that from Vali Ro Pan Re'iyah, which we learn out Re'iyah's Pan the carbon, and Yeruch of Zechurcha, as we learn out Yeruch's Pan Bazara, so from Zechurcha, which we learn out Rizpan Mazara, is actually from there excluding women. So obviously women are going to be exempt even from Rizpan Mazara, according to the Bavli, not like Yerushalmi. But like more of a kashale, additionally, the difficulty that he had, if you think to say that the Bavli held that women are obligated like the Yerushalmi, the Mila Kamon, the Gemara says later in the Vav Meral, Man I see say, well, who exactly brought this child? He's saying that if he can't ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalmi to Arabayis, well, who brought him till this point to Yerushalayim? So Imai, I must be his mother, the Mechayv B'Simcha, is to say, because, oh, the mother is obligated in Simcha, and therefore she has to be in Yerushalayim. So she's the one who brought him. Now, Malakama, and the Gemara doesn't say, oh, that the reason why the mother is here is because Mechayv B'Ri is Azara, because she has to appear in the Azara. Mashma sounds like the Betur, that she has to exempt from Yerushalayim, she's only Chayv in Simcha, and that's why she's there. But more of the Gemara, and the Gemara, the comment that says, Shabbatur Meri'iyah, Mechayv is B'Simcha. The Gemara concludes and says, in explaining of the Mishnah, that the woman is exempt from Meri'iyah, but she's chayiv in simcha. Now, lefishitzi Yerushalmi, according to the opinion of Yerushalmi, have a matzla meima, the Gemara could have said shechayyavas b'riyis azara, that she's only exempt from the carbon, but she's obligated in the pir by the azara. And it doesn't say the only thing she's chayiv in simcha. Lavadi kol shmeit muchach. Rather, it's obvious as taisa. The whole sugi is obvious. The b'tiv kol riyah, that all those who are exempt from the carbon are exempt from the actual riyah itself. Also, can be likely explained. And that's why Rashi explains like that, which subsumes the karma too, and not leave Yerusham. The next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, of the words of the Mishnah, everyone's chayv in Re'iyah except for a deaf mute, mentally deranged, and a minor. Which test says, "Ein lamed min haklalis." We don't learn now from general rules, like we're saying over here, of hakol. Even in a place where it says, except, like over here, where it's pointing out those which are exceptions. Like the Gemara says, because the Tana, because over here we're saying Hakol and we're saying Chutz, and even so with Shire, we leave over other cases that are not mentioned. Mekamet, someone who gathers and he ores the copper, and Obursi, a tanner, or Mishan Lekarka, someone that does not have any real estate, that they're also exempt, even though they're not even mentioned, and even though we say Hakol and we say Chutz. Miu, however, it says, if it was just because of those points, Lav Shire Hab, they wouldn't be considered as left over. Why? Because the Psul de Gufa Kachash, we only consider those people are intrinsically from their own essence that they're exempt. Lafu Gehani, including the case that we just mentioned before, the Psul Machmas Dava Acharu, their invalidations are for external reasons, Mishum Bimnosa, because of his profession. If a Chid may begin to say, wait a second, or there's just some real estate. If a Chid may begin to say, Oikah Cheresh Ba'aznoi Achas, like if someone's deaf in one ear, Vechiga Baraglu, he's lame in Baraglu Achas on one foot, Ubali Kavan, and people have wooden feet, which they're exempt, and still we don't say them in the Mishnah, and that's regarding the person himself. It says Taisabal Kohan Machal Asim. They're all learned out from the general rules that already mentioned the Mishnah of a Cheresh and a Chiga, which was already said, and they're included in those categories. And with Tamei, regarding someone who's Tamei who is exempt, it's Pshitale, that's obvious, and we didn't have to mention Lepishin Mabi and Mava. Obviously, he cannot come in, he cannot bring his carbon. And regarding Va'ar, regarding someone who's uncircumcised, Rabin Begemara, the Gemara includes because he's Kitame, like a Tamei person, Libra Bekiba. And we said Tamei was obvious. But all the cases that we do mention in the Mishnah Rebus Hashmina, we're selling a chiddush, you need to make sure that you need to have exclusion from the pasuk. Therefore, that wouldn't be a raya of this concept of that, even if you say chutz, that there might be other cases that were not mentioned that are also exceptions. The next test, not the beginning words of the Mishnah, is Elkot. So who's the mind is not machoyim? It's Koshen Yochalikov, if he cannot ride on his father's shoulders according to Bishami. Now, Misham Bahalov, from that point onwards, Habale Higil Achimas, then he already reached the age of being trained for the mitzvah. And the rabbinically is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And the Tzorch Levi Karbonosim Nadaba has to bring even the oilest Re'iyah, but he's actually not obligated in it. Rather, Mitzvah, he'll have to bring his carbon like a Nadaba, like a donation. Now, the Bandam, according to the one who says in Be'edav Yitzhazim Adav, the Inkraven Yom Tiv, you can't bring the Darim and the Dabas on Yom Tiv. So you're right, in Craven, the child would not be able to bring his carbon until the next day on Cholamayt. But that's typical to my teacher. Because Laman, the Mitzvah of Bereishis, and according to the one who says that every day is making up for the first day, Kibin the Lemat Kodah Bereishis, once you cannot bring in the first day, Lord Karbis, so you can't bring it anymore because it's no more Tashlam because you've been having on that first day. He's been like the Mitzvah living up to Tesla, but I've got a Bible chain regarding someone who's lame, who healed on the second day, he cannot bring it any other day. So how could this child who cannot bring in the first day bring on any day of Cholamite? Well, that's the situation. So much you can say is no. The Hasam Gavale Chazi. They are the lame person, let's say. He intrinsically is not fit, so he's not obligated. So once he was not fit on day one, he's not fit any other day because they're only making up what he was obligated for, that he was fit for on day one, they just didn't bring it. Whatever obligation he has on the second day, he already had on the first day. It's just that the day wasn't fit because you cannot bring the darm on that day. But whatever obligation he did have. But then we find similarly in Pesachim that I in the base get a chagiga. Around the coming chagiga. The palm above palm and sign. Sometimes you'll bring it on 6 days, sometimes on 7 days. How so? Chal yom d'rishon leis b'shabbos. If let's say the first day yom d'vol on Shabbos, which you cannot bring on Shabbos, the carbon shishi only can be able to bring it on 6 days. So you see, I'm going to carbon shishi, even though you can't bring it on the first day, carbon shishi, you still can bring it on the second day. Kibin the machamash yevu with us, you can bring it like, since it's only, like we explained, it's only because of the day, but not intrinsic, yeah, but that's not considered you weren't chazi. And therefore, you can say the same thing regarding this child, where his nedava of chinuch that he could bring on the second day of Yom Tov. Now, since I said, but like them, don't say, according to the one who says nedava and is in Krim Yom Tov, that, yeah, which we were bothered by, according to the one that says you cannot bring nedava on Yom Tov, maybe he'll say, which we were saying, oh, therefore you can't bring them on the first day, and then we got into this whole discussion, so how do you bring in the second days? Don't say that, no, the Rabbanon, who there's only rabbinic, that they hold that you're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov, and it's not biblical, and therefore all over here by the child who's bringing his Karbanon says, Nadavo, the Rabbanon Tekino, the Rabbanon Institute of Shiachal Hebe, that he could bring it after Yom Tov, because it's rabbinic and Rabbanon say he could do it. No, you can't say that. The Perakam of the Bay, in the first Perakam of the Bay, that it's based on Alb Mashmet, sounds like that this is bringing the Durm and Dovahs on Yom Tov, then the rest is biblical. Because in the Gemara's discussion over there, it says, Dosh Te Alechem, Loidoch Yom Tov, that even Shte Alechem wouldn't override Yom Tov, which that's a biblical, and for sure, the Durm and Dovahs, obviously it's biblical. So, okay, wait a second. So, but still, when they can bring the dava, the question is, hey, chasamachala. How, so you're saying it's in the dava, his carbon. It's not really elisriya, which requires smicha to lean on it. Hey, chasamachala. How could they lean on it? The cotton in the sabach. The halacha is that a minor cannot do smicha. These minachas perk shtay minzam. So, how could they bring in the dava? So, there's something you could say. You're right. Even though he's not going to be doing smicha, it's still comparable to the training of his son. And therefore, that would still validate a chiv of chinach of his carbon. Now, Berashi Parish, he actually explains that Zeu Katan, this is the mission saying who's a minor, like Koyler Ibri is carbon. It's not talking about the Ri'ah of the carbon, the oil is Ri'ah. Rekli Ibri is part of Mazar, who's Mukhoyiv in actually just appearing. It doesn't say anything about a carbon. And maybe that would answer the question, but he's not even bringing it. So, no problem about how he bring on Yom Tov or how we're doing Smicha, because they only mentioned regarding the Ri'ah, not regarding the Ri'ah of the carbon. Next says Master to begin with the words of the Gemara, Hakola Suyimai, when opening words of the mission of the Parak, the Mesechta says, Hakol Chem Ri'ah. Was it coming to include? The Masil Lasui Mishachas Ebechot is coming to include that which is a half slave and half free person. Now, Tais explains, Balibi the Mishnah Achreina, which is really as it's going according to the final version of the halacha, that such a person is Mechayev. Now, Avagav Masmitin Kame Ebechot, although the Mishnah itself, a few lines later, says the opposite, Kedaik being more like the Gemara's Medaik and the Avdal Manav Meloshin Chain Meshachram, when it says Ebed Chain Meshuchar, when every Ebed is not Meshuchar. Oh, it's coming to say that he's not totally free. Because the Chatzi Eved Potter, if he's half slave, he's actually going to be Potter. So how are you saying now that from Akol you're including that he would be Chayiv? But Kamakam still says, Taisis Metaritz Resha Lechiv. First thing I want to explain the opening word to say that that's coming to say that he'd be obligated. Fima, the Sreli Hashd, according to what it understands at this point. But Yukal Lechosh, and when the Diyak, it's not concerned for Alishna Avim Shem Shacharam, what are you going to do with the Aishan Shacharam, which the Gemara, and according to that Pshat, obviously means that Chatzi Eved is going to be Potter. We're not going with that diak yet. We're not bothered. First, we're explaining hakol, and the word hakol seems to indicate to include a chatzi eb chatzi b'chayr. Next, test master begins with the Gemara tashlum derishon. If you hold all of these yamtiv are making up to the first day. Now, b'avgam v'tikabi chagigu d'chsev tashlum. Although when we were discussing the elus ri'ah, and actually that halach tashlum is actually said regarding the shami chagiga, not the elus ri'ah. But kamok mi'fin ri'im and still there are two similar karbanas that are burning yamtiv, and we learn a ri'ah from the shami chagiga. And the Kulin Teshlum Derishon, they're all making up the first day. Now, Bahocha Gab L'Chazir, and that's what we're saying. Here the person is not fit. We came L'Chazir Berishon, L'Chazir Berishon, he's not fit by the first day, he's not fit by the second day either. Now, says Taisa, well, that Muslim, the Gemara could not have said that becoming to include the case of chigi b'shorish and mispatch b'shnei, that if he was lame the first hour of the day and then he got healed the second hour of the day, that that's the case of coming to include, because the pshita, obviously, because that's still in the first day. It's only if he was not the first day and then the second day, that's the chiddush that we're coming to say. Next says, the beginning of the Gemara, yira yira, kedev shabal liris. Just like he sees with two eyes, so too you see with two eyes. Now, Pirush Rashi explains, what does this mean? Kedev shabal kodesh brochel liraischa, just like kodesh brochel comes to see you, I'm b'shtei ena with his two eyes. Avat the balaroisa b'shtei enecha, you should also see him with your two eyes. This does not seem to be possible, Kondra Ben Tam, to explain that kedev shabal liraischa, like the way he comes to see is going on kodesh brochel, so too you should see him, kedole shek bia kabishchina. If he's saying Kedev Shabal Lirois, those words is going on Hashem, that's not possible. Hashem is coming anywhere by the divine presence. Shabbat Chamakmu, because a God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. So you can't say a terminology of Ba. But even more, with the Darshan Messiah's claim, according to Rashi, you're expounding first the Messiah's, which is how it's written, before of how it's pronounced, which is Yira, and before Yira. Adrav, to the contrary, how you learn Lidush HaMikra Kodim, which should be expounded first, how it's pronounced, and then how we would say it based on the writing, because how we read it is primary. So Hakim Garas Rabbein Tam Diver, actually Rabbein Tam's Giras is as follows. Not Yira Yira, it's Yira Yira. To tell you, Ma Lira is B'shtein of, just like the person is coming to be seen with his two eyes, meaning, Sha'an Ba'lis Rois of Ne'amakim, that a person comes to appear in front of Hashem B'shtein of Shalmakim, when Hashem's two eyes seeing him, Ava Adam Ba'lir is Hamakim, but it's talking about the person coming. So too, the person should see Hashem, meaning the Beis Hamikdash, with his two eyes. And Tosfos addressed a question. He says, that we actually expound both these points of how the word is read and how it's written, which Tosfos is bothered. So why are we here that here the Rabbanan disagree with Yechon ben Davai? And they only expound how it's read. Why is it not over there to expound both how it's read and how it's written? Because the Hacha Kadodi Dinah, because over here, by Yiro Yira, that they're the same. They don't really contradict each other. So they were the Rabban hold that, no. So then we could expound only one of them, the Pasuk. Aval Hasim, but they call Chada Chol Mechavri. Each one is independent of the other one. They actually contradict. One sounds like that you're doing it yourself, another one sounds like even if it was passive. They, the Rabban, agree that then you have to expound both of them, and that's why there's a differential from over there to over here.